Today is not Pei Beis. We're on the Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is now going to discuss what happens if the Korban Pesach becomes Tamei. What do you do? So Nitma Shalim. So if the Pesach becomes Tamei completely, everything, the whole thing becomes Tamei, Orubo, or most of it becomes Tamei, so what do you do? Sorfin Oso Lifnei Abira, you got to burn it. Kachim Shenislu, so you have to burn it. So Lifnei Abira, we're going to just watch this here, we say you have to burn it in the base of Mikdash. Has to get burned, not in the Mizbeach, but to burn in the base of Mikdash. May Atzei Hamaracha, and you use the Atzei Kodesh, the firewood that's set aside to burn Karbanos. So you use so if it's burnt full, you know, if it's Tamei mostly or fully, you burn it in the base of Mikdash with Atzei Meracha. Nitma Miuto, if only part of it becomes Tamei, right, if only part of it becomes Tamei, Vin Nosar, and also the leftovers, right? You had too much, and you left it over past a lot of time that you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, so you have Nosar. You're not here, what do you do? Sorfen also b'chatzo seyem, olagago seyem. So you burn them basically wherever you are. In the chatzah, where they're eating it, you know, they took it back to where they, you know, to their hotel room. So you burn it by the hotel, or you burn it on the roofs. An issue comes up with the roofs because the halacha is you're supposed to burn kachim in a place where you're allowed to eat it. So Yerushalayim is the place where kachim kalim, you can eat it all over Yerushalayim. But it's a gemara that says that the rooftops weren't made hektish, weren't made kodesh. So how do you burn it on the rooftops? You have to deal with that. He says, so for also b'chatz v'seim, o'agag v'seim, may atzei atzman, and you have to use your own firewood. You can't get, you can't mooch off the base of Midrash and use their firewood. But had tzayikonim, like I'm talking about the miserly people, right? The kamtsonim, they wouldn't spend any money. So sofer nosa lifnei abira, even if only it became nosa, only part of it was burnt, we let them come to the base of Mikdash and have them burn it with the atzei meracha, you know, to allow them to do it there. Because if we didn't allow them, they wouldn't spend their own money to use their own firewood, and then we would have a problem because we'd have this kachim, this korban pesach that's that's pasul. And anyone who eats it is in violation of touching, of eating the kachim that became pasul. So to prevent that possibility, we allow them to come back and use the atzei meracha, even though it was not completely not completely tamei. Okay, so the Mishnah said that the pesach that became tamei, either most of it or all of it, you burn it lifting in the base of Midrash. Shemar says, my taima. What's the reason why we make the person, the bialim, come to the base of Midrash and burn it there? Right, why can't, like we just said before, the halacha is that kachin that became pasul, you can burn it anywhere you would have been permitted to eat it. Pesach is kachin kalim, it could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, it should be permitted to burn anywhere in Yerushalayim. Why do we make them bring them back to the Beis HaMikdash? So Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Kedei Levayshon. We don't embarrass them. It's a punishment, basically. Right, it's Kedei Levayshon. I guess we want to embarrass them that they weren't careful enough to keep their Korban Pesach Tahor, so next year they'll be much, much more careful. So we make them come back to the base of Midrash, where everybody's gathered, a lot of people there on Yontif. So you make them embarrassed, and they have to come back to the base of Midrash to burn it. Okay? Nitma Miuto, but the Mishnah said if only part of it became Tamei, or the Nosar, then we burn it in the Chatzor Seyem, or on the roofs, and they use their own Atzei Meracha. Zmar says, well, I'm going to ask you a stira from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah Memtes says, V'chein Misha Yatzim Yerushalayim, somebody was leaving Yerushalayim, V'nizkar Sheish B'Yadav Basar Kodesh, and he realized that he had, you know, Basar Kodesh, had Kachim in his hands, Re Kachi Kalim, and once he leaves from Yerushalayim, then the Kachim Kalim become Pasul, and therefore it needs to be burnt in Yerushalayim. So Im Kfar Avar Tzofim, if he already passed the town of Tzofim, which could either be a place of like all around where you can see Yerushalayim, Tzofim, Litzapot, which means to see, or Tzofim is the same name of a village, it's like the last village on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, then if he already passed Tzofim, they weren't matriach him to go back to Yerushalayim, since it's a really far distance, so Tzofim b'mekomo, he can burn it right there in its place. The Imlav, but if he has not yet passed Tzofim, Choser v'Tzofim l'fnei Abira, he has to come back and burn it in the Bira, in the base of Mikdash, may Atzei Meracha, using the Atzei Meracha. Well, what that's you see from here, that even if it wasn't completely pasul, because we're only talking about partial tumah over here, partial, right? Even if it was not completely pasul, you burn it with what? You burn it, A, you bring it back to the base of Mikdash, not in its place, and you burn it with Atzei Meracha, which goes against what we said. We said that only if miyuto, you burn it in your chatzer with your own with your own firewood, not using the Beis Hamikdash firewood. So Amar Chaim Bar Ukva Lokasha. Now I'll make each Mishnah, the Mishnah is talking about different cases. Lokasha Kan the Mishnah Kan Ba'achsanai Kan Ba'alabai. So the Mishnah that we brought down from previously in the Masechta is talking about somebody who is a guest in Yerushalayim. He's a guest in Yerushalayim and he's stayed there and he doesn't have atzimra. He doesn't bring with him firewood. So he'll go back to the Beis Hamikdash. And he can burn it with the firewood. But Khan, our Mishnah, is talking about a Baal HaBayis, somebody who lives in Yerushalayim. So he's in Yerushalayim. He has means in Yerushalayim. He has his house. He has stuff in Yerushalayim. So him, since he has Eitzim, so then he can force him to use his own Eitzim and not to go and use the Eitzim in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Papa Amar, no. Haba Haba Aksanai. Both this and that are talking about Aksanai, meaning somebody who's traveled to Yerushalayim, and now he's traveling out. Khan, the case that we brought down before, Shehichzi B'derech. He's already on his way. So he has the whole family's packed up. Everybody's ready to go. And now he has to come back into Yerushalayim to burn the kachin that became pasul. We're not going to retrieve him that much more. We're not going to retrieve him to make him go find firewood and to buy it. He's already on the way. Everyone's waiting for him. Come in, use the base of ministers' firewood, and go out as quickly as you can, because everybody's already waiting for him on the road. But Khan, our Mishnah, Shalom hits the Peter. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's an Aksanai and he's there for the entire Yontif. So you're there the whole Yontif. You go and find your own firewood. Don't use the base of Midrash's firewood. You can go find your own firewood. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid said, no, I'll go back to the original answer. The Olam Kid Amar Meikara, as I said originally, Khan Baksanai, Khan Balabayas. One case is the Aksanai, right, the visitor, one case is Balabayas. Now, and they're talking about the Aksanai, but Afa God Lo Hixik Bederech, and even if he didn't go on the way, the Aksanai came into Lesley, Asol Kitsaikonim. The Aksanai, since he doesn't have firewood, he doesn't usually pack that. I'll pack his iPod, I'll pack his things. That's not going to pack firewood. So they were going to make him, we're going to view him as the Tsaikonim, like the miserly people that we said in the Mishnah. And by the Tsaikonim, the Tanah, Tsaikonim, Sof, Nosof, Nebir, Bishfil, Hanus, Menatsim, Meiracha. And we're going to give him the same din as the Tsaikonim to allow him to go back to the Beis HaMikdash and use the Atzei Meiracha from the Beis HaMikdash and not force him to use the, that forced him to use his own firework, because that's not something that he's going to have readily available because he's a traveler. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so learning the Braisa. So now, let's say part of the meat of the Korban Pesach becomes Tamei or is Nosar, right? So, Uba'u, with Sarfo B'chatzro Seyen Uyatze Meracha. So, the people who were permitted to go to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it over there, but they decided they want to burn it in their own Chatzeros, and they want to. In other words, they want to get the firewood from the Beis HaMikdash, but burn it in their own backyard. Ain't Shomilham. We don't allow them to do that, because if you're going to be using the Beis HaMikdash firewood, you got to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. But now, Lifnei Avir Me'atze Atzman. Well, if you have people say, you know what, I want to do the right thing and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, but I'll use my own firewood. Also, again, ain't Shomilham. We don't listen to them. We don't let them use their own firewood. Once they're bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash to burn, they have to use the Beis HaMikdash's firewood. So Bishlamo, the Morgan stands, Me Atzem Aracha B'chatzro Seim Ein Shomim Lehem Dimu Paishim Inayu Boi Asulei Tekala. I understand the first din, which says that they want to burn it in their own backyard, but using the Beis HaMikdash's Atzem Aracha, we don't allow that, because what happened, what could theoretically happen? They can start using the firewood and realize that they don't need all of it. So then what do you have? You have Hekdesh firewood, that someone's going to use it for a non-hektesh purpose. So we're concerned, right, with this dealing with paishim and ayah, maybe they'll be left over, but asubahu lidei takala. And then it's going to come to a takala, something might happen, they'll use the firewood for something else, for something other than it's permitted to be used. Ella, but the ones who go lifnei habir, I mean, atzei hatzman, the ones who want to burn it in the base of Midrash, they want to use their own firewood, right, my time alone. What's the reason why we don't let them do that? You're saving the base of Midrash money. You're not using their firewood. So why? What's the big deal? So Rav Yosef Amar, number one, shalo levayesh es misha einlo, because we don't want to embarrass those who don't have their own firewood. Right? We've seen it a few times in Shas. We don't want to embarrass those who don't have. So therefore, if you come to the Beis HaMikdash, use the communal stuff. You don't use your own. So don't be such a show-off. That's what Rav Yosef says. Rava Amar Pnei Chshad. No, it's because of Chshad. What's the Chshad? Rashi says the Chshad would be, okay, I'm coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm bringing my own firewood, and then I don't use all of it. And then I take my firewood, I put it back in my backpack, and I walk away. People think I'm stealing firewood from the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why you can't do that. So the Mar says, my benayu, what would be a practical nafkamina between the two? Ike benayu da aisi kane v'charisa v'chariyusa d'lo chazli maracha. The difference would be, in the case where they brought from their house certain types of wood that wouldn't be used in the Beis Hamikdash. Like they have these reeds or these dry branches or something like that, that's not going to be used on the Ma'aracha. So those things would never be used on the Ma'aracha. So since they're not used in the Beis Hamikdash, according to Rava, they would be allowed to use them, to burn them, because no one's going to be choshed that there's no shad. Because everyone looks at them and says, oh, that's not Beis Hamikdash stuff, don't have to worry about it. But according to the idea that Shalom Levayis Misha'enlo, we're still going to be embarrassing the people who don't have, you have this and they don't. So that's still it's still going to be an issue. Okay.
Do they have exclusive deals with certain families to bring the wood? Or?
Well, that was the wood that became part of the Beis Hamikdash wood.
Right, so wouldn't it undermine that the people brought their own?
Good? I don't know. Tanan Hassam, we learned in the Mishnah and Tamid, right? So every morning, after they were mocked in the Ketores, and they set up the Neros, Rosh HaMa'amad, or Ma'amad, the head of the group, that's Kohanim, that are serving that day, Hayama'amid Esat Temeyim Al Shar HaMizrach, he would stand up all the Kohanim or Tamid that day, and he would make them stand by the eastern gate. Now, we're used to looking at the Beis Hamikdash from the Kotel Maravi, which is the western gate, but the main entrance was on the other side, on the eastern gate. So he was standing up to Kohanim, who were Tamei, right in front of everybody who's coming to the Beis Hamikdash for everybody to see. So my timer, what's the reason? So Amar of Yosef, or Grossi, said, Kedei Levayshem, to embarrass those Kohanim who weren't careful enough to stay Tahor. I mean, granted, there are certain situations where it's inevitable or something, it's not their fault, but that's for Kohanim, that was their fault, that they weren't careful, that the Rosh Ma'amad embarrasses them. You stand, cause, so next time, don't become Tamei. You have to know tomorrow you're supposed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Be careful. And they weren't, so he puts them up to embarrass them. Rava Amar Rava says, no, but Bnei Chshad. The reason why he stands them up there is because of the Chshad. So people, what's the Chshad here? It's so that people won't think, people will see these Kohanim not doing the Avodah, and they will think that they don't come to do the Avodah because they prefer to do their work at home. They'd rather make their own personal, do their own personal business than come to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he puts them up there so everyone sees they're not going home to do work. They just can't do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash today. But had they wanted to, they would. And he stands them up there so people won't have a shot.
From here, people knew that the order of who was on the
I guess so, yeah. There was a big board. They must have had a sign. Who just did today's? Had a calendar. Are we the Daf Yomi? They had a calendar, a list. They could have made that a list of who serves. Okay. So my Beinayu. So what's the difference between them? Ike Beinayu Mifanke. One would be, the distinction would be people, and again, they have everyone who, the Parki, these are just the wealthy people who never work anyway. So no one would be choshed them, oh, they're not in the Beis HaMikdash because they're doing their own work. They never do their own work. So the only reason why you would stand them up there is to embarrass them. Inami deka gadil shishura. Well, the opposite, that the work that they do is like, over here is talking about where they would tie baskets, I think. Deka gadil shishura. That they would tie the ropes on the baskets. It's a very simple job. Doesn't make a lot of money, no one's going to be choshed at them that they're not going to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash where they can get all this good meat and wine, and they're going to leave that to tie wicker baskets. So therefore, the only reason why they would be standing up there would be because of, which standing up there would be Kedei Levayshon. But if the idea was in order to finat chashad, then they wouldn't be put up, there. Okay. Next Mishnah. HaPesach SheYotza. So you have a Pesach that left the walls of Yerushalayim. Again, Pesach of Chutz and Kalim, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Here it gets taken out of the border. It's out of Yerushalayim. Oshinitma, or it became Tameh. Yisaref Miyad, it has to be burnt right away. They're talking about the 14th, right? Rashi says, HaPesach Shinitma Yotzav Lisar Miyad Be'arba Asar, on the 14th day. Right? Ve'ein Sarech Lashoso Ad HaBokar Shoshisar Asar. You don't have to wait till the 16th in the morning, till the first day of Chol HaMoed, Shetu Bar Tzurasa. You don't have to wait till it loses its form a little bit. Dahainu Laila Achad. It takes one day, right? Miyu, be Yontif lo mati sarifle. You cannot burn it on Yontif itself. You don't have to come on, the ain't sarfin kachim Yontif. You don't have a heter to burn kachim on Yontif. It's a malacha. Right? You have to need a heter to do that. So here, so what happens is it gets destroyed. It's tamei or leaves on the 14th. Normally, oftentimes, kachim becomes puzzle. You have to do ubar tsuraso. You have to let it be lun overnight and then burn it. Here, but here we say, no, you don't have to let lun overnight. You can burn it right away. Burn it right away on the 14th.
If it's like this year, no, Pesach is Shabbos.
So then you have to wait.
You have to wait to the
You have to wait till for what, one day. Wait till Sunday. You're not going to have 2 days in Yerushalayim.
That's why I said the
16th. Right, you wait till the 16th. Right, so Pesach Sheyatza Osha Nitma Yisarf Biyad. But Nitma Uha Ba'ailim. So now if the owner became Tamei, the first case is when there's a psul in the guf of the korban. it was Yotze, it became Tamei. But if the Bailim, the owners, became Tamei, Osha Mesu, or they died, so then there's no one to eat it, so then Tubar Tsurasa, doesn't mean don't burn it right away, you'll have to wait. You have to do Lina. So if you do Lina overnight, well, that becomes a Yontif. So you have to wait till Tezvav to burn it the following day, the first day of Chol Moed. Right? Tubar Tsurasa, but Yisarit, but Shishasar, the 16th. But Rav Yochanan ben Broka Omer, Abzeh, Yisarit Miyad. This also can be burnt right away. There's no difference between Psula Guf and a Psula Nabilim. It can be burned right away. Why? Because he holds, like we've said many times, the whole purpose of the Korban Pesach is for Achila. There's Lefisha in Lo Ochlim. If there's nobody around who can eat it, then there's no purpose in the Korban Pesach. It becomes an inherent Psula in the Korban Pesach as well, and therefore can be burned right away on the 14th. So Gemara says, okay, the Gemara is not going to bring the source that from the Mishnah that Basar Kodesh that became Tameh or went out from its assigned area is supposed to be burnt. So Bishlam Tameh, I understand why the Tameh is supposed to be burnt, because I have a Pasuk. This Pasuk is talking about the Shlamim, which is Kachikalim. By there it says, V'habasar asher yigah b'chol Tameh, the flesh, the meat, that touches anything Tameh, lo yechel, may not be eaten, but isha sarif, burn it in the fire. Right, double lashon, right? Isha sarif? No, okay. The isha sarif, it's not double lashon. The isha sarif. Ella, but yotze minolan. How do I know that the halacha is that a karban that is brought outside of where it's supposed to be in, it's brought too far, that it has to get burnt? Where do we know that from? What's the source? So the Gemara brings the source from, this is the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh that the Bnei Aaron burnt. So Yom HaShmini, right, what happens, they're dedicating the Mishkan, Nadav Neviyu die. Nadav Neviyu die, so therefore Aaron and his sons, like Lazar and Itamar, are owning him. And they take this karban and they burn it completely. They don't eat it. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, in this conversation in the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, and the conversation expanded upon the Gemara, he asked them, why'd you burn it? What was the reason why this thing was that you burnt? End of the day, it turns out, Aaron says, because we're owning them, and we can't eat it. But they go through this conversation, and part of the conversation goes as follows. Moshe says, Hein lo huva es dam el kodesh p'nima, right? It says, its blood was not brought into the Kodesh, the blood wasn't brought in. So the Gemara says, Amar lo Moshe la'aron, Moshe says to Aaron, Madu lo achaltem es achatas. Why did you not eat the chatas, the sari of Rosh Chodesh? Shema nichnas dam lefnai lefnim. Is it possible? The reason is because the blood went inside, and that's why it's possible? Then, if that's the case, I understand. So Amar lo, Aaron says back to Moshe, Lav, that's not the reason why we didn't eat it. Amar lo, so Moshe says to Aaron, Shema chutzla mechitzasa yasa. Maybe it went outside of the area. Maybe the meat was taken outside. And that's why you burnt it. Amar lo, Lav, he says, no, but Kodesh Haisa. It was in the Kodesh. So Amar lo, so you see right here, Moshe says, maybe the reason why you burnt it is because it was Yotze, it went out. Meaning, had it gone out, Moshe would have agreed that it's supposed to be burnt. So you see that something that leaves, right, that something that leaves where it's supposed to be, is supposed to be burnt. As the conversation continued, Amar lo, so Moshe said to Aaron, Iba Kodesh Haisa. So if it didn't go out, right, it wasn't Yotze the Chutz, the Hein lo huvas dam el kodesh p'nima, and the blood wasn't brought inside, it wasn't brought inside to the Kodesh, madu lo achaltem osam. Why did you not eat it? Right, Michlal, and Aaron gives the other answer, you know, something says, you know, my sons died today, that's why. He says, Michlal, in the inferences, the in nafka, had it gone out, inami, right, the ayol dam el lefnim, or had the blood gone inside, basreifa hi, then it would be subject to sreifa. That's the source. The source is from here. So Gemara says, it's not really such a great source, because that's just, they are discussing what the rule is, but we still don't have the source for the rule. Okay, so the Gemara says, Bishlama Nitma. Okay, wait a second. Let's just look at the two. You have Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kalim. Usually, if something applies to Kachim Kalim, we'll say it applies Kavachom to Kachi Kachim. So that's why when it came to the idea of Nitma, we said, for the Pasuk is talking about Kachi Kalim, it says, as long as Tamei gets burnt. So Bishma Nitma Gali Rachmana Bekachikalim. The Torah revealed the rule by Kachikalim. So Kosha came in Kachikachim. So Kavachomer, it should apply by Kachikachim. Ella, but the Limud with Aaron and Moshe by Yotze, where we learned that Yotze is supposed to be burnt, that's only by Kachikachim. That was by the Sa'ir of the Korban Chatas. Chatas is Kachikachim. Right? But so Ashkechan Kachikachim. Kachikalim and Allah. How do I know that this psul of Yotze that has to be burnt applies to Kachikalim? It only learned it by you can learn from Kalim to Kachi Kachim. You can't learn from Kachi Kachim to Kachi Kalim. That's question number one. Visu, in another question, Hadatanya, we have the following Brisa. He quotes the Dictukte Soprim, who says it's not a Brisa. He says, okay, so whatever. So we have the following statement, the following Brisa, that you have a Behema Lundama. So its blood was left overnight, right? It wasn't thrown on the Mizbeach until sunset. Number one. O Nishbach Dama, what is it? Nishbach Dama, or the blood, you know, the blood was spilled, it fell out of the cup before it was thrown. Or Yotza Dama Chutz L'Klayim, or its blood went out from Yerushalayim. The Kayim Alon, we've established Besreifa, that we know that's Besreifa Minolon. How do we know that this? How do you know that this is the case? Right? So Gemara says, Nafkala Mei Rabbi Shimon. We learned it from Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Om. Rabbi Shimon says, the Pasuk says, V'chol Chatos Shevu V'dam Elohim Ovei L'chaper B'Kodesh B'Itz Tzareif. Li made Al Chatos, teaches us that Al Chatos become Pasul, Shesreif Pasul B'Kodesh. Has to be burnt in the Azara. Ein Li El Azo B'Vad. How do we know? How do we know about the Chatos? Sharp Shulik Katoshim Kachikolim and Imur Kachikolim Minayin. How do I know other Kachikachim? Or the limbs and fats of the kachakachim, the kalim, which is supposed to go in the Mizbeach. How do I know that they're all supposed to be burnt? If they go out, Talmud Lomar, Bakodesh Ba'ez Tisarif. It says the word, it should be Bakol, Kod, Bakodesh Ba'ez Tisarif. Kol comes to include everything. So Ashokan Kachakachim, Kachakalim and Alan. Again, the limud goes here, if they don't even discuss Aaron, they're learning that from this Pasuk, and this Pasuk only teaches me Kachakachim, it doesn't teach me Kachakalim. So again, where do I know Kachakalim? So again, Ashokan Kachakachim, Kachakalim and Alan. So Ella, we have to say, this whole thing, kol psula b'kodesh, any carbon that becomes pasul, it's b'sreifa. Lo shla kachikalim, lo shla kachikachim, doesn't make a difference whether it's kachikalim, kachikachim, gemar gemurlei, it's halacha moshe m'sinai. Gemar gemurlei, halacha moshe m'sinai. So what about this whole story with chatos aron? Isn't that a good source? No, the chatos aron mishum shemaisa hayikachaya. So we said before, that's not the source, that's just the story of what happened, and then discussing what the rules would be in that story. But it's not the source for the rule. The source for the rule that everything's supposed to get burnt, if it was Yotze, right, we said Tameh, we found, but the source of the rule, that if it's Yotze, is going to be Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Once you have Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, you know, game over. That's it. There's nothing to ask. Okay. So now the Gemara says. The Gemara, what basically we have now, all right, so Ulatana Debe Rab Bar Avua, according to the Shita that's brought in the Brisa of Rab Bar Avua, the Amar Afilu Pigol Ton ibutsura minolon. So we just learned out that these things of tame or yotze, something that is basically intrinsic, so that's intrinsic to the carbon itself, requires to ibutsura and then to be burnt, right? But the Tana de Bei Rab Avua, the Amar Afilu Pigol Ton ibutsura, he says that even pigol, which require ibutsura, even something that's so severe as pigol, you can't burn it right away. You have to leave it overnight and then burn it. Minolon, minolon. How does he know that? So he says because yalif avon avon minosar. Right, nosar is obviously left overnight, and pigol has the word avon. Pigol has the word avon. So just like nosar is left overnight, so too pigol is left overnight. Nolif avon avon. So the Gemara says, okay, so yalif avon avon michatos aron. He said, Avon is, it says Avon by Pigol, it says Avon by the Chatos Aron. The Chatos of Aron was burnt right away, so Pigol should be burnt right away. Why are you learning Avon from Nosar? Learn Avon from Chatos Aron. She says, Chatos Aron, ki haigavna nami ibutsura l'doros ba'i, v'hasam ho'ro shoy haisa. He says, no. He says, the Chatos of Aron would also normally require ibutsura. The Doros require Ibotsura. It happens to be there, there was Horash Shahaya. They burnt it right away. For whatever reason, there it required to be run right away. But the rule is that it would require Ibotsura because you would need, you're learning Avon Avon from Nosar. Okay? So the Gemara then says, Hashta Darminan, Kol Psui the Kodesh Besrefa, Loshna Kachi Kachim, Loshna Kachi Kalim, Gemara Gmirle. Now that we've learned that the source, that Kachim that becomes puzzle, has to be burnt, is from this Halacha Moshe Misinai. So what do I do with the pasuk that said Bakodesh Ba'ez Tisarif? What, that was the pasuk that Rav Shimon brought down. He says Bakodesh Ba'ez Tisarif. What do I need that pasuk for? So he says Hahumhumi Ba'ele Shresreifasa Bakodesh. It comes to teach us where you're supposed to burn the kachim that became pasul. Where do you burn it? You burn it Bakodesh. Again, we said what does it mean Bakodesh? Bakodesh means you burn it in the place where it would have been, where it would be required to be eaten. In its area. So Kachakachim has to be burnt in the base of Midosh. Kachakalim can be burnt anywhere in the vicinity of Yerushalayim. Okay. Now the Pasuk says, by Kachakalim, remember we learned out by Kachakalim, we said originally, he said that, we learned out, we said, that we learned that Kachim that became Tameh had to be burnt. Well, why do I need that now? Now I have this Halacha Moshe M'Sinai that tells me that any kachin that becomes pasul, they get burnt. So why do I need this pasul that by kachikalim to teach me that the din is to get burnt? Lamali, the Gemara says, "Hahu ligufi itzrichle." this is to teach me, I need it. Why? Because this is to teach me that I apply spatuma. Because the Gemara is going to say is that there are different types of psulim when it comes to kachim. Some psulim are like tame, it applies to kachim, applies to chulim. Some psulim by kachim, like pigol or yotze, are only specific to kachim. So you might have thought that you only burn things that kachim becomes tame for kachim specific psulim. But something that's not kachim specific, like tuma, maybe you wouldn't burn it. Because what it's the same thing. What's the difference between kachim become tame or chulim become tame? But like Gemara says, sakatai techamina, kol psule de kodesh, anything that's specific to kodesh, could go lan, like was lan dama was left overnight, or nishbach dama, the blood spilled, or yotza dama, or the blood went out kutz lazara, bin nishkot abalailo, was shechted at night, the sreifa, those get burnt, the listen hu bechulin, because those psulim don't apply by chulin. Aval nitma, but an item becoming tame, the bechulin nami nifsel, it also passes something in chulin. What does it mean that it's passel chulin? I mean, you can still eat, I can still eat tame meat, I eat tame meat all the time. Right, whenever second I touch it, stomach. Talking about there are ramifications for it. It means that somebody who was tahor can't touch, can't eat it, or somebody who's eating chulin al taras. There are implications, right? So chulin nami mifsal ema holovis abli uvodim dechol. Maybe since it's the same din applies by chulin, so by kachin when it comes tamei, we'll do the same thing, right? It's the same idea. Then therefore the emalach loti by sreifa. Maybe won't require sreifa. The tisagi lay bekvura, maybe enough just to bury it. So kamash malan, the pasuk comes to teach us, no, that this halacha moshe b'sinai that you burn all the things of psulim even applies to the psul of sreifa, which you might have thought it wouldn't apply to because it's no difference between. Sorry, even applies to the psul of tuma that has to be burnt because you might have thought that it's not since it's a non kachin specific psul, it wouldn't need to be burnt. Okay. The Mishnah then said, "Nitmu habaylim o shemesu tubar tzurasa." Right, if the owner became tameh, or the meat, or the owner's died, so then you can't burn it right away. You have to have ubar tzurasa. You have to do lean on the meat and then burn it the next day. Since you can't burn it the next day because it's yom tov, you burn it on tesvav. Right, and Rav Yochanan Baruch said, "No, this also gets burnt right away." So Amar Rav Yosef said, "The machloket Rav Yochanan Baruch and the Rabbanon is shenitmu bailim achar zrika. It's only if the owners became tameh after the blood was thrown, the itchaze basar l'achila, because at least at that moment, once the blood was thrown, there was a moment in time where the owners, where the meat could have been eaten. There was something that could be eaten. Aval nitmu bailim lifnei azrika. But if the owners became tameh before the zrika, and then they threw the blood anyway, right? Delo itchaze basar l'achila. So there was no point in time where that meat was subject, somebody would be able to eat that meat. So divrei kol yisarif miyad. Everyone agrees, even the Tanna Kamma agrees, that gets burnt right away. You don't have to wait uva tzuras, so you can get burnt right away. Because the zrika itself was pasul. It was a bad zrika. So if it's a bad zrika, so that means it's a psul, and the psul is also in the karbon, not just in the owners. So if it's a psul also in the karbon, you burn it right away. But meisvei, they asked, zeh klal, we have a rule. Kol shepsul begufo. Anything that's a psul in the guf, in the karbon itself, yisarif miyad, gets burnt right away. Bidam, if there's a psul in the blood, obibailim, or there's a psul in the owner, then tubat tzuraso, then you have to lan overnight, and then yotza lebeis hasreifa, and then send it to the beis hasreifa. So the brisa says, bailim duma didam. They compared a psul in the owners with a psul in the blood. Madam lifnei zrika. The psul of the blood can only be before zrika. Why? Because if you threw the blood, and then there's a psul, once you throw the blood, it's good. So the only thing you can have possibly with a psul in blood is if something happens to the blood before you throw it. So we're talking about a psul before zrika, and it says yisarif miyad. And we're now comparing the owners to the blood. So talking about the psul in the owners is lifnei af b'ailim, lifnei zrika, even before zrika. And therefore it says that you have to, and still says you have to ubar tzura. You have to wait, right? It says ubar tzura so. So you just said that the Tanna Kamma would agree to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka that if the psul and the owners took place before the throwing of the blood, that you can burn it right away. We have the Brisa that says if you have a psul in the blood or the owner before Zrika, you still have to do Ubat Surasa. So you're not correct. The Rabbanim do not agree to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So Itmar Hachi Itmar. This has to explain it. The Machloka has been Tanna Kamma Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka about whether the owner became tamei, whether you burn it right away or you have to do uber tzurasa, that's nitme ubailam lifnei zrika. That's only if the owners became tamei before the blood was thrown. The lo itchazei basar achila. There, the basar achila was never roy to be eaten, and therefore the havilei b'psul begufo. So that becomes a psul, an inherent psul in the karban, because it's a pasul zrika. There, Rabbi Yochanan and Baruch is going to agree that you can burn it right away. The machlokes aval nitnu b'ilam la'achar zrika. The machlokes is if the b'ilam became tamei after the blood was thrown. The itchazei basar achila. That the basar became. I knew this again. I said it wrong. Eli'i itmar, scratch that. Eli'i itmar hachi itmar. The machlokes between Tanakam and Rav Yochanan is shenitmu bailan lifnei azrika. If the owner became tamei before it was thrown, dilo itchazi bas lechila, right? The halei psul legufo. So here Rav Yochanan Baruch Hu says that you just burn it right away. And you don't have to do uber tsurasa. But the Chachamim would say no. It's not a. It's the reason why it's possible is because of the owner becoming tamei. So therefore, it's not considered psul leguf. So you have to do uber tsura. You have to wait. But if nitmar bailan la'achar zrika, if the owner's where it only became tummy after the blood was thrown, the itchazi basar achila, because the meat was already raw to be eaten, then divrei kol, even Rav Yochanan and Baruch Hu agree, psul machmas davar acher. This is not an inherent psul in the korban. This is only korban is only possible because of an exogenous variable, which is the owner who became tummy. Uboy ibor tzura, and therefore he would agree that you need ibor tzura to let it rot a little bit. Right, and now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afla achas zrika non machlokas. Says, no, the machlokas applies both before zrika and after zrika. It's a machlokas across the board. But azri Rabbi Yochanan tamei, and Rabbi Yochanan goes l'shitaso, to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan broke, Rabbi Nechemya amr davar achan. He says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nechemya both say the same thing. They both go in the same shita, that a karbon that is pasul because of the owners also gets burnt right away. Right? The Tanakhama says if it's possible because of the owners, it's not a psul, inherent psul in the carbon, it's a psul from an outside factor, and therefore requires ibur tzura. But what are they going to say? Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hu holds that even if it's a psul in the owners, it gets burnt right away. So how do we? What's the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hu and Nechemya? Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hu had the Amaran, it's what we saw in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hu held that a carbon where the owners died, where the owners became tamei, you burn it right away. He views it, you have to get burned right away. And Rav Nechemya Mahi. So where do we find this by Rav Nechemya? Okay, Ditanya, with the following brisa. Rav Nechemya Omer Pnei Aninus Nisifozo. Going back to the story of Moshe and Aaron. So at the end of the day, what was the reason why Aaron burnt the carbon? Right? The blood didn't go in. It didn't go out. Why did he burn it? He said because of Aninus. Because they were owning him. They were owning him. Why? Because he and his sons were owning him. Because Nob Neviu just died. And if they just died, they're not permitted to eat kachim. An onan is not allowed to eat kachim. Turns out that there's nobody around to eat the kachim. So therefore, it's like tummy in the owner. And therefore, he burnt it right away. So you see here, that even if there's a psul in the owner, it gets burnt right away. You don't have to do ibor tzura. Right, so the kach nemar, that's why he said, like the Quran also Ka'ili. You call it me like this. Ka'ili learns out means that Eitav Bnei Hashem, that this happened to me today. I became an onen. I'm not able to eat the dam, and therefore I burn it right away. So and he said, okay, Vaha Aninus, and Aninus is like La'achar Zrika Havye. The psul of Aninus is like a psul that happens after Zrika, the Ister of La'altar Israf, and he burned it right away. Just to figure out why Aninus is like after Zrika. Aninus is like after Zrika because the halacha is, this is the long Rashi here, the halacha is that when it comes to an onen, a regular kohen who's an onen cannot do the avoda. He's totally out. A kohen gadol who's an onen may do the avoda. But neither of them can eat the meat. So what happens here? Where does the psul come in? The psul comes in only after the zrika is done because Aaron is a kohen gadol. He was allowed to do the avoda when he was when he's an onen. So Aaron does the avoda, he does the zrika, and now the psul of Aninus slips in, so it's a psul after zrika, and the pasuk says that they burned it right away. So he says too, same thing like our Mishnah, it's a psul after zrika, it burns right, you burn it right away. Let's try to get to the Mishnah, I guess. We'll do it together. Okay. Rabba Mosif af Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabba added Rabbi Yossi Aglili that he also holds that a karbon that the psul is because of the owners, gets burnt right away and doesn't have to wait overnight. The Tanya, because you have a brisa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Kola Inyon Kulo, this whole pasuk, I guess the whole idea with Moshe and Aaron, Eino Medaber Ela Beparim Hanisrafim The whole thing that we're talking about there is these parim anisrafim, mesirim anisrafim, which are karbanos that are brought inside. You have to bring the blood and throw it inside, not in the Adam Rizbeach, but inside. And the pasuk tells you that, lisrof sulehem abes habira, vilitein lo sase lechilasan. The pasuk has come to teach us that if they became pasul, you have to burn them in the Beis HaMikdash. And also that you have to, you're not allowed to eat them. Okay. So therefore what? So Amr Lol, they said to Rav Yosef Glili, according to you, that the pasuk is talking about the chatos apanimios, so therefore chatos shenichnas dama lefnaya lefnin minayin. How do I know that a chatos, in other words, if you're talking about karbanos, that was the blood is supposed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the inside, so how do I know, where do I learn that a regular chatos is not supposed to have its blood brought in? He says, because it says, hein lo huvas dama kodosh panima, michlal di inafka ihu, again, because he said that it would be that if the blood went in, he said Moshe says to him, did the blood go inside? Meaning if the blood did go inside, it would be possible. And then Moshe would agree that it's possible. Moshe would agree that it should have been burnt. So you see here now, this is a psul, I guess, achar zrika. Rav Yosef Glili say that you learn from here that chatos achitzona, chatos supposed to be burnt on the outside, whose blood was brought inside, it's supposed to be besreifa. Now, from the fact that Aaron burnt it right away, and he didn't wait it overnight, so you see that the din, and Moshe would have agreed to that, you see that the din is that a chatos chitzona that goes inside, even though the blood goes inside, that's not an inherent psul in the karbon, that's a psul for something outside. The blood went inside, it's a non-inherent psul in the karbon. It's a psul from something else, which is the blood going inside. You see that a psul that's not necessarily inherent in the karbon also requires burning right away. So too, that's the same idea as the bailim will become tameh. That's not an inherent psul in the karbon, it's an outside psul, would require you to burn right away. So it's the same shita. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Glili. But how come Rabbi Yochanan, who listed the people who held his shita, only listed Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he didn't list Rabbi Yosef Glili? Rabbi Yochanan savar, damu basar chada milsehi, bali milsach risi. He says no, because there's no comparison. The case of Aaron is talking about blood. So blood and the meat, if you have a psul in the meat, if you psul in the blood, that's all part of the karbon. That means an inherent psul in the karbon. The blood and the meat are part of the karbon. So if you have a psul in the blood or a psul in the meat, you burn it right away. That's why Moshe would have agreed to burn it right away. Our case is talking about a psul in the owners. The owners, that's completely separate. One's a psul in the karbon, one's a psul in the owners. Don't compare the two, and that's why he doesn't say that it's a source that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds like Rav. In the case of our Mishnah was what? The owner became Tameh. That's different than the blood going inside. That's a psul in the owner, not a psul in the blood. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah.